I've been round the block a few too many times to know there is nothing more to show for you. You only knew what was coming straight for you. There was a time when no one knew a thing about my name. Well, it was such a shame back when we were just all we little kids. Gather round and you will hear the sound that I was feared. No, it ain't gonna give you the blues, 'cause darling, it's just the same old news. Been living life so lonely, I should probably go where the loving feels so safe back home, where my mama draws the paint alone. Don't listen any longer, it's so misleading, don't you know? Or remember a thing that you were told long ago, when the small talk was all for show. Gather round and you will hear the sound that I once feared. No, it ain't gonna give you the blues, 'cause darling, it's just the same old news. Just the same old news.
You've just released an awesome, really fun video for your song, Same Old News. Tell me about the making of that.
That was a lot of fun. So I last year I won, actually it was previously this year, I won the awards. Time goes so fast, I can't even remember when things happen. I won the Kootenai Music Awards for Best Upcoming Artist and Best Folk Roots Blues Artist. And I went to Nelson to watch the award ceremony, and I met up with this fantastic videographer named Jonathan Robinson. And we had just been kind of throwing names out there to see who would be available to film a video, and his name came up, and it just so happened that it worked out. And so I drove to Nelson for a few days, and he planned out a music video, and he directed it all and had a crew with him. And so we were in the town of Nelson for 2 days, and then I went back a few weeks later to do some more shooting. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of wacky costume changes, and I had a good friend of mine from Kamloops who's also a musician. She was at the end of the video, and yeah, it was a really cool process. That's the first ever official music video that I've ever done, and I'm really glad that we could keep it local and keep it in the Kootenays, and use all our resources that we have here. And yeah, I think it turned out really well, so I'm pretty happy with it.
How do you feel your sounds evolved from your first recording to your more recent work?
I definitely have evolved in a way that I've got more instrumentation. I've always kind of pictured more instruments on my songs, but I've never really had the resources to do so. So definitely my first record, which was sort of just a little demo CD, was very lo-fi and home done and solo. And there wasn't a lot of instrumentation. It was just sort of me and my guitar and a bit of percussion. And yeah, this Monsters has definitely got tons of different sounds, and it's definitely evolved into a more traditional but a bit more out there kind of sound. So I'm pretty happy with the direction that it's gone. And yeah.
Do you personally feel most in your element when you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Probably performing on the stage. I it's sort of an adrenaline rush, I guess you could say. I guess it's sort of like my personal drug is performing. I love it so much, and performing my songs for people and having people enjoy them just brings me such joy in my life. And I mean, everything about music is amazing, and the recording process was super cool, but yeah, definitely performing, I find, gives me the most joy in my life, for sure.
You performed at tons of shows and festivals, as you mentioned, Mesa Music Festival and Jersey Shore Festival, also Tiny Lights, closer to home. Is there any one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
I just did a CD release show in New York back in at the end of September, which was amazing. We had all the musicians that played on the record come in and play a live show with me. So we basically recreated the album on stage, and that was really, really cool. I'd never played in New York before, and I was playing with these professional musicians on a well-known stage. It was a full room, and yeah, that was just an amazing experience, and it was really well received, which made me very happy. And I mean, there's been lots of other sort of shows in the area. I play with a band in town, a couple good friends of mine, and we've played a few festivals. We played at Wapiti Music Festival in Fernie, which was an amazing show, and we actually went to Mesa again this year. So yeah, I mean, things have steadily grown, and each show is new and different and exciting, and yeah, it's been great.
You're still quite a young man, but you've already been awarded school and district music scholarships, won 2 Kootenai Music Awards this year for Best Breakthrough Artist and Best Folk Roots Country Artist. You were a regional finalist in CBC's Searchlight competition, and your new album has been receiving amazing reviews and lots of press coverage. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not sure. I mean, winning the Kootenai Music Awards was very, very humbling. I went to the awards night just hoping to sort of make some contacts and get my feet in the door in the West Kootenays, and was surprised with 2 awards. So that was I was very proud of myself, and that was a really cool moment. Obviously, releasing a record that I'm really proud of is a really big accomplishment for me. Yeah, and all the radio and all the press, everything just warms my heart to see that people are enjoying my music and taking a liking to it.
What's on the horizon for you musically in the coming year?
The coming year, I'm planning to tour. I'm playing some local shows over the next couple months, and then in late winter, I'm going to be touring around the U.S. I'm using a booking agent out of LA who's planning a tour for us all down the West Coast for February, and hopefully some more shows out East. And so, yeah, I'm just hoping to play some more shows, and I've been continuously writing as well. So new music, and yeah, keeping at it.
Do you have a website we can go to keep track of these upcoming tour dates and new releases?
You bet. It's just DawsonRutledge.com.
I'd like to take us out with your song, When Life Gives You Monsters. What can you tell me about that one?
That song, yeah, that seems to be the more popular song off the record. And I wrote that song, I guess, about 2 years ago now. And it's developed into this big sort of ballad that ends in chaos. And I guess it sort of symbolizes that, I don't know, I was going through a lot of chaos in my life when I was in the studio, and decided to sort of add this chaotic ending. And it's this soft song throughout, and then ends in this massive sort of whirlwind. And yeah, I guess it's sort of representative of how I was feeling in my life. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about it.
It's a great song. Dawson, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
These feelings have compiled into life filled with glory. Oh, she's too young to know that love don't need a story. Our two-track minds have been tugging on each other. It seems no good can come from staying desperate lovers. I'll lend you a hand if you follow my command. There's nothing more I want in life, but your love would be grand. And when I close my eyes, I can see us together. Oh, this is the life I want. It couldn't get any better. But I was in love with the idea of growing old with her, not a care in all of the world. Darling, don't cry, I'll sing you a lullaby. In hopes you will see that we were really meant to be. Poured her heart into my promises. Well, I don't think she listened, cause she's strong on her own. I knew she could hear me building up her throne. Well, she'll be my princess even when I am gone. The devil on my shoulder said, when life gives you monsters, make lemonade. No, boy, I ain't thinking straight. Turned around when you touched my shoulder. My heart didn't skip when you spoke to me, my lover. She said it's just you and me. That's how it's gonna be. We'll grow old together, not a care in all of the world. Darling, don't cry, I'll sing you a lullaby. In hopes you will see that we were really meant to be.